Hello and welcome to ACAP's audio reports. Today we will be discussing the implications of the US foreign aid cuts on the humanitarian response in Afghanistan. Part 1. Overview. On 10 March 2025, 7 weeks into the 90-day pause and foreign aid review announced via executive order on 20 January 2025, the US government announced that it had cancelled more than 80% of all USAID programs globally. These cancellations followed a series of stop work orders issued on 24 January on all U.S.-funded aid activities. Despite a waiver for life-saving humanitarian assistance announced on 28 January for some programming categories, some organizations still terminated programs even without receiving a termination notice because of the unclear communication and implementation of the waiver. Almost all USAID direct hires have since been placed on administrative leave, and NGOs and UN agencies with US-funded programs have begun to receive termination notices. On 17 March, a leaked memo indicated the planned dissolution of USAID by 30 September and the creation of a new US agency for international humanitarian assistance under the State Department, focusing on humanitarian assistance, disaster response, global health, and food security. The memo suggests a heavy emphasis on results-driven programming, particularly around life-saving humanitarian aid. Programs focused on democracy, religious freedom, women's empowerment, civil society, and conflict prevention or stabilization will be integrated into State Department bureaus and offices. According to an updated list of terminated and retained awards shared with U.S. Congress, 36% of U.S. funding to Afghanistan has been cut. ACAP's own review of the data suggests that nearly half of all humanitarian funding from the U.S. government has been cut. That said, it is not clear if the list is up to date because some organizations' funding cuts are not reflected in the document. The U.S. has played a major role in funding humanitarian response in Afghanistan, making up 43.9% of all reported humanitarian funding in the country. This is complemented by substantive support for development and security. The sudden and disruptive nature of the U.S. aid freeze and subsequent cuts means considerable gaps in funding for Afghanistan. Although the potential long-term impacts of the funding cuts are not yet clear, if alternative sources of funding are not found, there is likely to be an increase in humanitarian needs alongside reduced access to vital services and the rolling back of hard-earned development gains to reduce aid dependency. Part 2. Key messages. 1. The funding freeze and any subsequent cuts are expected to have both immediate and longer-term effects on the Afghan economy. The Afghani has appreciated by 12% after a $100 million injection from the Afghanistan Bank since the announcement of the US aid freeze. Such a drastic economic measures and reduced support for food security, agriculture, and livelihoods will likely result in an increase in commodity prices for Afghans and a decrease in food quality and availability. 2. The funding freeze and subsequent cuts will likely result in an enormous increase in humanitarian needs, especially regarding livelihoods, food security, health, and nutrition. The need to prioritize life-saving aid could undermine the already limited progress made on durable solutions, resulting in a heightened risk of increasing aid dependence in the future. 3. Humanitarian organizations are struggling to maintain comprehensive operations, and some have had to reduce their operational footprint, limiting their capacity to respond to new crises, including the current crisis involving returnees from Pakistan and their anticipated mass influx. 4. The funding freeze and subsequent cuts have resulted in some immediate disruptions to humanitarian coordination, including the elimination of subnational coordinator positions and closure of reporting platforms, with more disruptions expected. Gaps in coordination and information sharing will affect the quality and timeliness of humanitarian response at a time when coordination is more needed than ever to cover critical gaps and ensure effective prioritization of remaining resources. 5. 2 months after the announcement of the funding freeze, there remains no comprehensive, publicly available breakdown of the most affected clusters and regions. there continues to be a lack of clarity about exactly how many programs have been affected and how the funding cuts affect communities receiving aid, making it difficult for both donors and aid providers to respond to these impacts. Part 3: Implications for Humanitarian and Basic Human Needs Funding. After the Taliban returned to power on 15 August 2021, establishing the Interim Taliban Authority, development funding ceased, DAB assets were frozen, and sanctions were placed on the ETA. Afghanistan's economic isolation worsened, resulting in a massive influx of humanitarian aid entering the country to stave off further disaster and stabilize the economy. The ETA also established limited development support and trade agreements with some neighboring countries. That said, the stability achieved remained tenuous, and between 2021 to 2023, the Afghan economy, buttressed by foreign aid and highly vulnerable to shock, stagnated. The UN Transitional Engagement Framework for Afghanistan 2022 to 2025 provides humanitarian responders with 3 strategic priority areas to channel aid in the absence of an internationally recognized government authority and disruption to development work. The 3 priority areas are providing life-saving assistance, sustaining essential services, and preserving social investments and community-level systems. The latter 2, which also include some humanitarian programming, such as for health, nutrition, protection, education, and WASH, are covered as basic human needs in the UN Strategic Framework for Afghanistan, while the first is covered by the Humanitarian Needs and Response Plan. The US funding freeze and subsequent cuts have inflicted a shock on the Afghan economy. In 2024, the US funded 43% of all humanitarian aid to Afghanistan and 47% of the HNRP. In 2025, the US was expected to provide at least $234 million in humanitarian financing. By the 18th of March, only 13% of the HNRP had been funded, with the US contributing 64% of that amount. Although this may be because other donors plan to fund Afghanistan later in the year, the US funding freeze has meant that a sizable proportion of current funding pledges had been suspended and potentially terminated. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.